This is episode 2354 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back to day 7 of our series this week. You have reached the final episode of our theme we've been exploring all week long, finding the purpose in your life, finding more meaning as you go about your days. How are you doing? How is your challenge coming along? I wonder if you look back over your week, which is what you'll be doing in today's episode. I consider the final episode in a series to be one of the most important because this allows you to take a look back over your week and to observe how you lived your life this week. Your little victories, your big wins, the times when you struggled, and the lessons you learned. It's all important. It all matters. And you matter. Your passion and your purpose add more meaning to the world. How did you do with your challenge? Every week you have a challenge. We focus on this challenge every day for a week. And it's a way for you to take your meditation ritual off your cushion or your chair or bed, wherever you meditate, and to weave the theme of the week throughout your days. So your challenge this week has been to live every single day with purpose. Not to go to bed until you have done something, at least one small thing even, to align with your purpose in life. You may have discovered that this was hard, and sometimes you might have forgotten to do it, and that's fine. I hope you will continue with this challenge continuously. Don't give it up. Keep living your life on purpose with meaning. And that could be gathering information for the things you want to achieve. That could be taking an action step to align with your values, such as showing gratitude to someone or giving yourself some badly needed self-care. Whatever it is, align yourself to your purpose every day. Even if you've had a rough day, do one small thing that adds meaning to your day. Sometimes for me, when I've had a difficult day, this is just simply lighting a candle and sitting still, or going outside and looking up at the sky. This is all it takes. These small acts are powerful because they begin to create neural pathways in your brain that honor what you're doing for yourself. When you know that you need to align with your purpose every single day and you make sure you do it, your brain and your body begin to anticipate, I need to align with my purpose. The day is almost over and I haven't done that. Or you wake up in the morning and you know you want to start your day off aligning yourself with your purpose in life. So, in today's episode, I'll be guiding you on a reflection back over your week. I want to let you know that if you enjoyed this series, share it with a friend and know that the meditations, the 30-minute guided experiences, are always on my Sip and Om meditation app. This is where you go a little more deeply into a series. You might be ready for that. And if so, you can try the app for a full week free. Recently, I've been hearing from several fellow meditators from Brazil. Many people from Brazil reached out to me this week And I honor you for listening to these meditations. And I'm sending you well wishes as you struggle with the COVID virus in Brazil. And I also want to let you know that for you to be listening to this podcast in another language, wherever you are in the world, that tells me a lot about you. It tells me that you're already living your life with more meaning. Wherever you are in the world, we all are meditating together. I love hearing from you, so feel free to reach out to me anytime at mary@sipandome.com or on my Sip and Dome Instagram. Send me a direct message there. Many of you I know don't do social media, and so you can always email me. I love hearing from you. So I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight and close your eyes, gently elevating them upward to the point between your eyebrows, begin to notice how you're feeling right now. Those uplifting feelings of joy, anticipation, peace, deepen those emotions. This is your time. If you're feeling restless or tense or anxious, begin to create some space within yourself and work with those emotions, knowing that it's okay if you're feeling this way. You're here now to begin to calm your mind and body and feel a little more grounded. Inhale and exhale through your nose. As you inhale through your nose, draw your breath inward and upward to the point between your eyebrows. In yoga and meditation, this is the spiritual eye. Gently uplifting your eyes to this point uplifts your mood. Relax your face, your jaw, your shoulders, your stomach. Begin to open up to this moment. Now take your time to reflect back over the highlights of this past week, how you lived your life. Reflect on the times when you felt attuned to your purpose. What felt meaningful this week? How could you invite more of that into your life? When did you feel aligned with your purpose? As you reflect over your week, just noticing the highlights, when did you struggle? When was it hard to live your purpose or to find meaning? Notice what was the most difficult part of the week. How could you manage your emotions or your experiences that brought you down? How could you manage that better in the future, No shame or blame, simply awareness. Now I invite you to congratulate yourself. You've been working hard all week long. Now is your reward to sit in stillness and allow yourself simply to be. You are so worth slowing down.